Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Speaking of the Texans secondary, we got a veteran member of that secondary, number 24 in your program, number one in your hearts, Jonathan Joseph, joins In the Loop right now. J. Joe, greatly appreciated that you're taking the time to visit the show, especially right off the field and right off the training table. Landry Locker, John Lopez, thanks so much, man. We appreciate you.
No problem. Thank you guys for having me on.
All right. Well, this is officially your first day out there with the 2019 version of the Texans. It seems as if introductions were practically necessary in the secondary. I mean, it's a whole new look back there.
Yeah, you know, that's the interesting thing about the NFL. You know, sometimes when you get familiar faces, that kind of leave, you know, that get blown up a little bit. But I think every year in this league has always changed, and it's, you know, type of situation to where you have to get to know the new guys that's coming on the team, whether it's in your position group specifically or whether it's on the other side of the ball, because, you know, football is the ultimate team sport. So, you know, the closer you can get as a team and you get to know one another and get to be around each other, I think that's the better off you'll be, you know, throughout the season by just knowing guys and knowing how they act, knowing their personalities, you know, get to know a little bit about them off the field other than just being in the locker room and things like that.
Talking to Texans cornerback Jonathan Joseph, one of those guys that departed the secondary, someone you were close with for a long time, you were teammates, Kareem Jackson. How weird is it approaching another season without Kareem Jackson being right there with you?
It's weird, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I'm a professional about it. You know, Kareem's a professional. And, you know, anytime I come to work, you know, I just try to be the best me that I can be. And I think, you know, ultimately at the end of the day, like I said before, it's a business. You know, sometimes, you know, everybody don't agree with, you know, decisions that's being made. But at the end of the day, it's bigger than just one person. It's bigger than just me and Kareem's relationship. So, you know, it's all about the team.
What about you know, obviously there's a new face in town as well, Bradley Roby. Kind of a press cover guy, and that's something that I'm sure you guys are going to be looking forward to. What is he bringing?
I think, you know, he's a younger player in this league, but he's played a lot of football. He started plenty of games for Denver. You know, he was on a championship team, if I remember correct. And I think he's a guy eager to come in. You know, I've done a one-year deal. It's a lot on the table for him. So I think he'll be able to come and fit right in. He's a man-to-man guy, you know, a bigger guy. Ran really well at the combine and played in the man scheme before for Wade Phillips, you know, over in Denver before. So I think him being, you know, throughout that and playing some high-level ball, I think he'd be able to come over and help us out a lot.
One of our favorites, Justin Reed, just because not only what he does on the field, but it just seems like a very uplifting guy. Just seems like a guy that has a lot of positive energy. From a player's perspective, what do you think the ceiling is for Justin Reed? And is he as positive as he comes across with the media? Because he just seems like somebody that can just make your day when you interact with him.
That's him every day. You know, that's the attitude he brings to work. That's the way he brings to the practice field and the same mentality to the game field. And I think, you know, that's contagious and it rubs off on other guys. And, you know, his ceiling is high as it, you know, he would like it to be. You know, obviously the work that you put in, you get the results from it. And, you know, he's one of those guys, you know, he's going to work his butt off to get better at whatever it is, you know, he's up for. You know, so he's definitely a guy that's up for any challenge. He doesn't back down from competition. So he's one of those guys that you love to have on your team. And each and every day you show up to work, it's always a pleasure to have a guy like that in your room.
Now, you talked about him not backing down from competition. Last week, Antonio Brown, he was taking some shots at a former teammate, and Justin Reed kind of called out Antonio and said he couldn't wait to smash him. Do you like that fire, or is somebody that's actually going to have to line up against Antonio Brown with Justin Reed about 10, 15 yards back, do you like when someone calls out an opponent like that?
You know, everybody's different. You know, at the end of the day, you know, I think he started off with saying, I respect your game, but he said, you know, he couldn't wait to smash him, and, you know, at the end of the day, that's football. That's what football is all about. There's no ill will towards anybody. You know, whether he said that or not, I don't think it will change the way he's going to play that game that day when we play those guys in Oakland.
You're turning 35 tomorrow, correct?
Correct.
Man, that's did you ever imagine 14 seasons and at the age of 35, you'd be playing in the NFL as a starting cornerback?
Not at all. You know, as a kid, you never dreamed that, you know, I was going to be playing for 1 year. And then, obviously, once you get into the NFL, you know, you're just trying to hang on when you're a rookie and when you're learning your way around the league and learning how to do things. And I think, you know, as years went by, I was able to just, you know, find my way and do things the right way and take care of my body and make enough plays to where, you know, you do those things and then just continue to stay healthy. Those years just started to stack up. And before you know it, you sit back, you know, looking back like, man, I'm already 14 years in. You know, that's a couple careers for a lot of guys. But at the end of the day, I think I've been blessed, more than blessed, obviously. And I'm just trying to do my part, man. You know, when I came here 7-8 years ago in Houston, we was able to get our first division title. And, you know, I'm still looking forward to taking that next step in the playoffs and ultimately hoping to bring a championship here.
What's your secret? I mean, everybody has that special. Everybody has workout, training regimens, things that they eat, you know, that they do. For you personally, what has kept you at the top of your condition?
Just being self-aware, have self-awareness, you know, whatever that may be, you know, whatever it is you got to do to get yourself prepared for that season or to get yourself ready for it. You know, you have to always do those things, you know, never listen to the outside noise or anybody else. I think us as players and me personally, we know ourselves better than anybody else. So, the more you can be upfront and honest with yourself, yeah, I think you can get the most out of your body.
Texans cornerback Jonathan Joseph joining the show right now. You mentioned outside noise, and I'll confess there was a lot of outside noise in regards to Aaron Colvin last year. Disappointing season, trouble staying on the field, trouble getting on the field at the end of the year as well. Tell me and tell Texans fans why they should be confident that Aaron Colvin can still be a key contributor to this team next season.
Because, you know, just like all those other guys we talked about before, you know, he comes with a positive attitude each and every day to work. And, he knows like everyone else, you know, last year obviously wasn't his best year for whatever reason, you know, injuries and other things happen as part of the sport. But, you know, he continued to stay positive and, you know, he helped guys along the way. And I think this year, you know, he's able to be ahead of the curve from a health standpoint, you know, learning the defense and, you know, understanding what they expect of him. And I think this year it paid dividends for him also.
You know, we talked with Kareem Jackson at the Super Bowl, and this was before he knew that he was leaving, or if he did, he didn't say anything. He said the window he felt is closing defensively in a lot of ways for this team. Because J.J., even though he had a great year, you know, he's 30-plus now. Who knows, you know, with Jonathan Joseph, who knows with some of these players. Are you feeling that same anxiousness in terms of defensively getting it done and taking that next step, as you just mentioned?
Nah, because, you know, at the end of the day, everybody in the league gets a year older. Every year, everybody gets wear and tear on their body. You know, I guess, you know, look at it. You can look at it from an age standpoint, but I think as a team, you have to add and mix some younger guys in and things like that. And those guys have to produce, you know, at the same time with the other guys producing at a high level, you know. It's not just about one guy. Obviously, you know, J.J. did a lot for us. Other guys up front as well. So those guys could do their job in the back front end. It makes the back end a lot easier for us in the back end. So I think, obviously, you know, we've been on a nice run here, but we still, you know, clinging at it and trying to get more out of this group. You know, we want to reach the ultimate goal, and that's bring a championship here. And it's not easy, you know. It sounds cliche at the time, but, you know, just as well as JJ does, I does, and every guy down this roster, and if that's not your goal, you know, you're in the wrong place and in the wrong sport.
Jadeveon Clowney, obviously they slapped the franchise tag on him, and there's negotiations going on as to whether or not they're going to agree on a long-term deal. We've seen a lot of drama with the franchise tag in recent seasons. As a teammate of Clowney's, how do teammates in that locker room handle situations where guys that you've gone to war with multiple times are in, I don't want to say battles, but negotiations with the front office? How do teammates handle that?
You stay out of other people's business, first and foremost. You know, that's one thing you really don't want to talk about in professional sports, other guys, what they're making, other guys' contracts and other guys' situations, you know, because everybody's different. Everything is handled different. You know, if you just look around the history of the league, most franchise tags play itself out like this. You know, the guy kind of stays away, then things kind of get worked out. The guy show up for training camp, and you go play ball, and that's the end of it. So, you know, every year, you know, it's somebody around the league just kind of comes up from, and, you know, it's always a story because the guy's not here with the team and things like that, but that's just part of the business. He's no different than any other player on other teams.
All right, two more for you real quick, Jonathan Joseph, and we appreciate you joining us right here on In the Loop and Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, John Lopez. It's just us talking because Kareem Jackson admitted this. T.Y. Hilton, I know you and him have had some words in the past. I hate T.Y. Hilton, not because of what he does to the Texans, but because I feel like he limps off the field every other play and then comes back out there and runs like a 4.240. Kareem said he plays possum. Can Jonathan Joseph co-sign that?
I think sometimes he does, but I don't think, you know, us as players, we look at it and think, you know, well, he's limping, that he's going to come back in because, you know, as a competitor, anytime a guy's on the field, you have to take him, you know, serious and know that he's capable of beating you. And, of course, he's had some success against us, you know, but he plays a couple times a year. So when you play guys, you kind of get familiar with them and things like that. So I think we definitely have to do a better job going forward. But at the end of the day, you know your division opponent just as good as anybody else in the league. So I think that has a little something to do with it also. But at the end of the day, you know, he's a great player, and that's what competing is all about. It's plus, never nothing personal outside of football.
Real does recognize Real as well. That was a pretty nice little thing that he pulled in the playoff game wearing the clown mask. Even you had to respect that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, that's football. It never get personal. anything outside of football, you know. Me, the type of player I am, you know, I can talk it and back it up or however you want to take it to whatever situation. And I think, you know, that's what it's all about sometimes. It's about entertainment. So, you know, it was good for him. The same way if they lost the game, how would it look then? You know, so it's always one way to look at it, you know, when the results are out, this and that. But I think the best thing I like about it is competing when you come back to it at the end of the day. One guy's not backing down from the next guy.
All right, J-Joe, this is the last one. It's a big one, man, because we're talking about it here off air in studio. When you're not talking football in the locker room, especially today, are you happier to talk Game of Thrones or Tiger Woods?
Oh, man, Tiger Woods. You know, just to see what he's able to come back to do. Like, I've just been throwing this word around a lot today, competing. But, you know, how many times he's been counted out? How many people wrote him off, said that he couldn't do it, he couldn't come back. And come back on that stage right there, the biggest stage of them all, and to be down and do it like that. You know, it's kind of hard not to talk about that guy from what he's done in his career. You know, I think his first one was back in 97, if I'm correct.
Right.
And you know what, 19 years later, however many years, 20-something years later, he's right back up there, you know, competing with the young guys and, you know, knocking those guys off and still winning. And he's had a long drought and just has continued to stick to it. That kind of shows you where he's at from a mental standpoint upstairs also.
Are you a Game of Thrones guy, and who are the biggest Game of Thrones fans in the locker room?
I'm not really a big Game of Thrones guy.
My man.
Honestly, I can't tell you much about it, but you know, I was scrolling through the channels last night, and I see my wife had it recorded, so I'm going to kind of get into it a little bit and figure something out, but I can't tell you one character from Game of Thrones, honestly.
There you go. Hey, I liked you before you came on. I like you even more, JJ. Texans cornerback Jonathan Joseph, thank you very much for joining the show, and we wish you the best and a happy early 35th birthday tomorrow. You don't have a birthday week, do you? It's just the day, right? Don't tell me your birthday, D.
Not at all. It's just a day for me, man. You know, I got kids now, and you know, every weekend pretty much is compromised with those, my kids and sports and things like that. So I'm going to just have a little day, nice little dinner, and enjoy with my family.
All right, Jonathan, we appreciate you very much. Thanks for joining the show.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
That's Texans cornerback Jonathan Joseph, one of the great guys.
Sean, you
care
to weigh in real quick?
No, we don't need it.
On the Game of Thrones?
The Game of Thrones
thing.
No.
This
is a legend
not,
now.
This is not about the Game of Thrones. I actually have two Jonathan Joseph takes. Do you want me to do them now?
Let's carry him over.
Yeah, let's carry him over. Okay.
Jonathan Joseph takes 35. From Sean Pendergast. And yesterday was a great, great day in sports. We're going to relive it with Sean P. next.
Turn your little fella into a raging beast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.